Granny's, Abner. I believe that's Irene.
Ah.
Frigidaire presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge, featuring Clarence Hartzell as Ben Withers, the music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorites, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealer. And number one in dependability. Of skill with skill is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. And Abner is reading a newspaper editorial. Listen.
Freedom demands that each of us...
Abner, don't read out loud.
...carries out his duties as a citizen.
Abner.
...to vote in an informed way so that the best man is placed in office.
That's ever good citizen ought to get out and vote Tuesday. But don't read no more to me. I'm wore to a frazzle now. Wore to a frazzle.
What are you so frazzled about?
Abner, I think I'm losing my mind. Oh. I've got the insomnia so bad I can't hardly sleep.
Well, that's the worst kind.
I've tried everything, counting sheep and all that.
Yeah, well, I've tried that counting sheep too, but for me this ain't no use at all. I keep falling asleep.
Maybe I ought to go see a psychiatrist.
See a what?
You know, a feller you go to when there's something wrong with your head.
Oh.
He tells if your belfry's got bats in it or not. Only trouble is he might charge me as much as $100.
Well, all I've got to say is anybody that's insane enough to pay $100 to find out if he's crazy is nuts.
Well, I just got to do something, though. I think I'll go over to Squire Skimp's office and ask him if he knows the psychiatrist.
Dog Islam, if you ain't learned to stay away from that crook yet, you are losing your mind. You better get over there right away.
Tell me just how this racket of yours works, Duke.
Well, you see, Squire, I pose as an art teacher. You find me a pupil. I convince him he's painted a masterpiece of surrealism, which I can sell for him for several thousand dollars in Paris. But
you need around $1,500 to make the trip because you're just a poor art teacher.
Poor, but honest.
Well, it sounds beautiful, but there's no one in Pine Ridge crazy enough to... Now, wait just a minute. There might be one man, and here he comes right now. Lum Eddard. Hurry up, Duke. Hide behind those portieres there and leave the rest to me. Well, hello, Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Squire, do you know any good psychiatrists? My head ain't feeling its level best.
Oh, your head looks as level as it ever did, Lum.
How's that?
Psychiatrist, huh? Well, Lum, it just so happens that I've dabbled a bit in that field myself. Tell you, lie down on the sofa there and tell me all about your boyhood.
Well, it ain't my boyhood I'm worried about. I'm way past that.
Well, Lum, see, we have to delve into your past. Now, think back and see if you can recall any frustrating problems that you experienced when you went through adolescence.
Well, if I ever went through there, it must have been on the train, because I don't...
Lum, I said adolescence. That's sometimes referred to as the awkward age.
Oh, I see.
It's a period when you're immature mentally and clumsy physically. Now, you went into it when you were about, 9 or 10.
Yeah, and when do I come out of it?
It shouldn't be long now.
Well, Squire, my main trouble seems... Hey, that portiere. Look, it's moving.
Oh, no, it isn't. That's just a hallucination. Very common symptom in cases like yours.
But I seen it, like somebody was standing behind it.
Oh, no. Well, I can prove you're wrong. Is there anybody behind that portiere?
No.
Well, see there, Lom?
I could have sworn there was somebody back there. I must be worse off than I figured.
Oh, yes, you're in bad shape, Lom. It looks to me like schizophrenic paranoia.
Pair of what?
Noia.
Got it double, huh?
Well, yes. You might have a triple noia, Lum. I don't know.
And is there any hope for me at all, Squire?
Well, there's one possible thing that you might do, Lum, and that is taking up a hobby or something that'll give your pent-up emotions a release. Something like, say, surrealist painting.
Surrealist painting?
Well, yes, Lum. You know that junk with the bent watches and all that, you know.
Oh. Yeah, I saw them. Well, did the fellas that painted them pictures get well?
No. But they got rich enough so that nobody could tell the difference. Lum. Now, Lum, what you're going to have to do is get a surrealist art teacher. Now, I believe there's a good one named Rembrandt Van Dook.
Well, how in the world would I ever get it get to him?
Don't worry, Lum. Just sit tight. He'll get to you. But good.
It ain't no use, Rembrandt. I can't paint.
Oh, but you can. You can.
No, I reckon it's too old.
Too old? Why, Lum, take some of the greatest names in the art racket. Profession. Michelangelo, Raphael, Da Vinci, Rubens. Why, if they were alive today, they'd all be over 300.
Well, I do know.
Yes. Well, you can see that you're a comparatively young man.
What's wrong? Because no matter what I paint, it comes out looking, and I can't even tell what that something else is.
Well, that's the basic principle of surrealism. Now, you keep that up, and I'll be back tomorrow to give you another lesson. Au revoir, mon ami.
Yeah, bon ami to you, too.
Well, howdy-do, sir. Hey, Lum, who was that seedy-looking critter just about knocked me down there?
That seedy-looking critter is my art teacher.
Art teacher?
I'm taking up painting, Abner. Here's a couple of my pictures right here. How do you like this one?
I can't tell. Somebody spilled paint all over.
Abner, that's the picture you're looking at.
Oh. Lum, what are you painting these idiotic pictures for?
I have to.
Why?
To keep from going crazy.
Lum, you waited too long.
No, Squire Skimp psycho-eulogized me, and he said I got pinned-up emotions, and I have to release them.
Yeah. If you keep this up, they're going to pan you up and never release you.
Listen, Abner. Uh-oh, there comes Ben Withers. In my condition, I couldn't stand to listen to him. I'm going to sneak out the back way.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Abner. Hi, Doggies, Ben. Come on in here. We've got to do something about Lum. He's losing his mind.
Why?
You don't know a real good psychiatrist he could go to, do you?
Well, now, I could jump on the long-distance phone and call Orrin J. Watford of Mount Ida.
Is he a psychiatrist?
Not that I know
of.
Orrin J. Watford runs the Ace High Snooker Palace.
Well, what do you want to call him for?
You know. Orrin J. Watford is the smartest man in Mount Ida. If anybody knows a psychiatrist, Orrin will.
Well, hurry up and get hold of him, then. Poor old Lum thinks he's a painter now.
Hello, Mamie. Put me through to the Ace High Snooker Palace in Mount Ida. Yes, I'll wait.
Tell her to hurry up, Ben.
She's working on the connection right now. Hello, Orrin. Guess who this is?
No, don't make him guess who it is,
Ben. This is it. He thinks I'm Benjamin Withers.
Well, you are.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? I was thinking I was calling Orrin J. Watford.
Well, you are.
Wait a minute. I'll settle this. Hello, who is this? Charlie Grosby.
What become of Orrin?
Oh, I see, Charlie. Yes, I'll wait. There's an attractive girl going by the fool hall. Warren will be back in just a minute.
Well, hurry up and ask him about that psychiatry. Hello, Warren.
Well, those veils can fool you. How is your ass now?
Ben, hurry up.
Say, Warren, I've got a man over here who needs a little psychiatric work. Do you know anybody connected with that game? Gosh. Warren knows a fellow who's been studying psychiatry for 30 years.
Well, get him.
Hello, Warren. Could he get away long enough to come over to Pine Ridge? Fine. Goodbye, Warren. The man's name is Granville D. Hudson.
Well.
And he'll be here on the next Greyhound.
Is he coming by dog sled?
Why?
I wonder if I already used watercolors to paint that river there. Well, howdy, Mr. Niles. How's the Frigidaire representing?
Oh, pretty good, Lon. Say, what is that you're doing?
Oh, I was trying my hand at a bit of art. Modern stuff, you know. But I don't seem to get the hang of this surrealism.
Surrealism?
Yeah.
Well, as I understand it, Lum, you don't try to paint a real-life picture of something, just an impression of it. Well, here, I'll show you. I'm no artist, but... you got another piece of paper?
Let's see. I already have
one. Oh, well, never mind. I'll use the front of this Frigidaire refrigerator and these crayons here.
Wait a minute. You going to write on that door?
Oh, sure. Crayons won't hurt it. It'll wipe right off with a damp cloth. See?
Well, I'll be dead, right?
Yeah.
Sure does.
Now, let's see if I can capture the inner meaning of this refrigerator.
Meaning what?
Well, it's really big on the inside. Roomy as a house, practically. So, here's a picture of a house. Now, it's small on the outside, on account of Frigidaire's special design.
Excuse me, Mr. Niles.
Meaning that even in small kitchens, where things are a tight fit, you can slip in a big-capacity Frigidaire refrigerator. And here's a pair of ice skates to represent all the ice cubes that you get so slick and quick with a Frigidaire quick cube trays. And,
Well, what's that you're drawing?
Well, that's a child's piggy bank. For thrift, you know. Because every Frigidaire refrigerator is powered by the Metermizer, the simplest cold maker ever built. So powerful, it provides all the cold anyone needs. Yet so simple, it uses only a trickle of current. And only Frigidaire has the Metermizer.
Well, I'm sort of beginning to understand. Well, hello, Miss Bates. Something for you?
I was just standing here admiring. It's beautiful. Such lines. Such design.
Oh, it's just a little sketch. Do you really like it?
What sketch? I mean that Frigidaire refrigerator you're scribbling on. It's beautiful.
Well, for the land's sakes, Lum, what have you got on there?
Well, if you wasn't such a country, Jake, you could see. It's a smock and a beret.
Looks more like a nightshirt and a first baseman's mitt.
Never mind, out there comes my art teacher, Rembrandt Van Duke. Now, I don't want you around because you don't understand modern art.
Who does?
Well, how's my little student coming today?
Well, not so good, Rembrandt. I can't get this surrealism. I'm trying to paint a boat, but no matter what I do to it, it still looks like a boat.
Yeah. Well, yes, Lum, you have missed the boat.
Now, here's another, and I call it Marbles in Action. But the marbles don't look like nothing at all.
Well, yes, Lum, you have lost your marbles.
Don't pay no attention to him, Rembrandt. He's got a very low type of ignorance.
My ignorance is just as high as anybody.
Abner, will you get out of here? Go on back in the feed room.
All right, I'm getting.
Ernie, how can I be artistical cultured with a backwoodsy critter like him around? Now, what was we saying?
Well, Lum, old boy, I think you're doing remarkably well. It's very obvious that you have a hidden talent.
Do I really?
Yes. I've never seen anyone who could hide it so well.
I bet you're just saying that.
No, it's true. It's true. Your paintings have a certain spark. They have a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oh, well, I can erase that.
One glance, and it's easy to see that you have a natural bent.
Oh, this ain't natural. I just got a crick in my back.
Well, no wonder, bending over the counter like that to do your painting. However, there's a quick remedy for that. Have you
Have you ever tried an easel?
No, I generally use liniment.
An easel, old boy, is a three-legged frame to set your painting on.
Oh, well, I'll get me one. Now, what do you think of this painting? I call it Sunrise in the Morning.
Might be a little conventional.
Well, could make it Sunrise in the Evening.
Well, yes, yes. You see, in Surrealism, we try to break away from the old forms. We want to avoid things like, like Whistler's mother.
Why, what's the matter with old lady Whistler?
Mr. Edwards, please. Surely you're familiar with the famous Whistler.
Well, I don't know him personal, but I never miss one of his radio programs.
His mother looks like she enjoys it, too. Well, you keep on painting. I'll be back after a while and give you the works. No, I mean, look over your works. See you later.
Yeah, so long, Rembrandt.
The feed room now.
Yeah, I guess so, Abner. Come here a minute. I want to show you one of my pictures.
Do I have to look at it?
Rembrandt paid me an awful nice compliment on it. He said it was very conventional.
Well, hold it up. What is that, a fried egg?
No, it's a sunrise.
Sunrise? That's all I ever seen with two strips of bacon on it.
That ain't bacon, them sunbeams.
Oh. Well, wait a minute, Lum. Turn it upside down and look at it now.
My granny, it does look like a...
Yeah.
Well,
thought it did. Yeah, sure does.
Yeah, I believe I'll just leave it upside down and give it a new name. A Fried Egg by Lum Edwards. Or would it be better to say Created by Lum Edwards?
Better make it Laid by Lum Edwards.
Go ahead, make fun of me. But Rembrandt said I'd be able to do a lot better after I get me a nice new easel.
Yeah, well, if it... New weasel.
What's the startling about that?
Oh, nothing. Expect anything in your condition, I reckon. But just what do you want one furlong?
Why, to help me paint.
Now, there's something I'd love to see.
Well, what it'll do is improve my painting.
I don't doubt that at all, Lum. But how did he hold a brush? In his jaws or paws?
Who are you talking about?
This weasel you're going to get.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute.
Maybe he uses his tail for a brush.
Abner, you got the wrong idea. I ain't going to have no weasel stand up beside me and help me paint pictures.
Oh, change your mind, huh?
No.
Well, I don't blame you, Lum. If his pictures come out better than yours, it might give you an inferiority complex. And they would.
Abner, what I'm talking about is a three-legged thing.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, maybe you better hire him after all, Lum. He more than likely needs the work.
Look, Abner, this thing don't paint pictures. It holds them while I paint them.
Doggy, that's even a better trick. Especially with just three legs. I don't see how he does it.
Abner, will you listen to me for just half a second? This picture holder I'm getting has wooden legs.
No. All three of them?
Oh, for pity's sake.
There's a talent, this one little
oh,
weasel.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Say, Abner, I... Oh, excuse me, Lum. I didn't know you were getting ready for bed.
I ain't getting ready for bed. This is my painting smock.
Fine.
And here's my best picture, Ben.
Oh, yes. Very good likeness of you, Lum.
That is a fried egg.
Oh, you're just self-conscious.
Huh?
I wouldn't worry, though. Looks aren't everything. Abner, could I see you outside alone?
Yeah, sure. Come along, Ben. Be back in a minute, Lum.
Yeah, well, don't hurry on my account.
That fellow from Mount Ida's out here. I want you to meet him.
Oh, good.
Mr. Peabody, shake hands with Granville D. Hodson.
Howdy do, sir.
Well, howdy, Mr. Hodson. Dogas, I'm glad you're here. That Lum is getting loonier every day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, now he thinks he's going to get a weasel to help him with his painting.
Oh, my.
A three-legged weasel.
Oh, dear me.
A three wooden-legged weasel. And he's supposed to hold a picture for Lum while he paints it.
I don't think he can do it.
Well, Mr. Hodson, what do you... may I call you doctor?
Oh, if you care to.
Doctor, what do you suggest we...
I'll have a talk with this chap.
Well, let's go. If we don't hurry, that poor lum's going to lose his spokes and everything else.
Come on, Squire. Let's go inside the store. Now, I'll start the pitch on the old boy, and you back me up.
Yes, well, don't worry. I know what to do.
Well, Lum, old man. Still at it, I see.
Yeah, still at it, Rembrandt, but I'm feared I'm kind of slowing down. I don't believe I painted more than 5 or 6 pictures in the last hour.
Well, you know, a man can't expect to turn out over 20 or 30 paintings a day. At least not the first year.
Natural.
Yes. However, with your talent, you... Wait. Stand back. Let me see that picture you're working on.
What's wrong with it?
Wrong? Great Scott, man, don't you realize you've done it? You've painted a masterpiece.
Well, good for me.
But this is amazing. Lum, if I didn't know better, I would say you were a genius.
Oh, I ain't that good. Hardly.
But you are.
Oh, no, I ain't.
But you are.
Well, maybe I am. What I know about art.
Just look at this choir. My pupil has created a masterpiece.
Why, that's marvelous, Lum. Why, I never dreamed you had such talent. What is the name of your masterpiece?
Bananas in Repose.
A beautiful title, beautiful. Someday, maybe you'll live to see those bananas hanging in the Paris Art Museum.
Yes. Yes, if I could only get this picture to the Paris Art Museum, I'm sure I could sell it for $10,000.
$10,000? Why, the paper and paints together wouldn't come to over 30 cents.
But, alas and alack, I am not for the poor, but honest art teacher.
Well, Rembrandt, how much do you think it cost Lum to send you to Paris with the picture?
Well, I could scrape through with $1,500.
$1,500?
Grannies. Well, Lum, you got to remember, it's a long boat trip to Paris, you know.
Yeah, but I ain't got but $900.
Oh. $900? Well, I could take a shortcut.
Well, if you can do it, I'll write you out a check right now.
Here, just make it out to me.
Grannies, I'm so nervous, I can't hardly half write.
Hey, come on in, Doc. That's him right there.
Oh, yes, yes. Know the type well.
Say, Lum.
Don't bother me, Abner. I'm sending Rembrandt to Paris.
Do you know Rembrandt personally?
Oh, yeah. We're good friends.
Very interesting. We had a chap in the institution who ran around with Mona Lisa.
It must have been nice. Well, here you are, Rembrandt. I sure hope you can sell that masterpiece for me after you get over there.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. What are you doing there?
Abner, I told you I'd make good, and grannies, I have. See this picture here? Rembrandt says it's a masterpiece.
Huh?
Well,
by George, he's right.
Rembrandt says I'm a genius.
Genius? Why, that's a rank understatement.
What's that? What's that?
Rembrandt says he might be able to get $10,000 for that picture.
Ten? My dear fellow, it's worth 3 times that. You have the most natural, primitive talent I've ever seen. There was a chap in the institution who painted similar pictures, but nothing compared to this.
Granny, if it's that good, maybe I ought to fix it up and put in a whole dozen bananas.
For that kind of money, I'd throw in the whole stall.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Lum, I wonder if you'd excuse me a minute. I want to discuss a personal matter with Rembrandt outside.
Sure, go ahead.
Come on, Rembrandt.
I've never seen such original subjects and starting color scheme.
Duke, we better make a fast switch here. It looks like we've stumbled into a little gold mine, judging from what the old gent said about Lum.
Yes, yes. Who is that old doc?
Well, I don't know, but you heard him mention the institution.
Yeah. What institution is that?
Why, the art institution, you dope.
Oh, oh.
Now, look, we've got to get an option on all of Lum's paintings, no matter what it costs. How much money have you got?
A couple of $100 is all.
Well, I can scrape up around 2,000. Well, come on, let's get back in there before somebody else plucks our golden goose.
Here's another one of my masterpieces. I call it Lamb Chops with 2 pair of pants.
Doggy, that looks good enough to wear. Who did that, and you or the weasel?
Lum, I've got bad news. I just found out the bottom has dropped out of the Paris art market. However, I think I can sell a few of your pictures in this country. So, I'd like to buy an option on all your paintings for, $1,000.
$1,000? Not half enough.
$2,000.
Yes, and you can throw in that $900 check along there, too. There's $2,900 right there.
Oh,
My grannies, that sounds good to me. I'll take it.
Well, good. I'll make out a check. Rembrandt, you gather up the loot, or the picture.
Right. Be extra careful with that banana one there.
Yeah, a couple of them bananas look a little overripe.
They do not.
Well, there you are, Lum, and congratulations. Come along, Rembrandt.
Well, keep up the good work, Lum, old man.
Yeah, grannies, I will. I'm going to take this money and buy gallons and gallons of paint and learn to paint with both hands. This is the greatest thing I've ever run into.
Yeah. Dogan, I guess you ain't so crazy after all. Well, it looks like we won't need you, Doc.
Oh, by the way, mister, I never did catch your name, but I sure appreciate what you done for me today.
Oh, think nothing of it. I could tell the minute I laid eyes on that art teacher that he was a fake. He's not Rembrandt.
How do you know?
Because I am.
There he is right there, Doctor. Shall I slap the handcuffs on him?
Oh, no. He's not violent. Well, you better come on back to the institution, Michelangelo. Mona Lisa's been looking all over for you.
Oh, the poor dear. Toodaloo! Give my best to the weasel.
Hey, wait a minute, Ben. I thought you said that feller studied psychiatry for 30 years.
Well, I find I got that a little wrong, Abner. That seems that psychiatrists have been studying him for 30 years.
Lum and Abner will be back in just a moment. But first, here's an important question. Would you like to own the only automatic washer with live water action that washes and rinses clothes clean with pulsating currents of water? Then visit your Frigidaire dealer and see the wonderful Frigidaire automatic washer with exclusive live water action and rapid dry spin. It's completely automatic.
Bucket of lard? Yes, Mom, what else? Oh, just a minute. Hold the phone. Lum?
Yeah?
Mrs. Bates wants some bananas. Would you mind painting her up a half a dozen?
Oh, my God.
The new Lum and Abner Show is brought to you each week by the Frigidaire Division of General Motors, manufacturers of the complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and refrigeration equipment and bits. The script is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle. The music by Felix Mills. So until next Sunday night, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles saying good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.